Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Ches, and we are on Kuf Zayin and Mabez in the 13th parak here of Maseches Yevamos, the parak regarding Miyun. And today we get to some other meaty issues regarding what exactly is the status of Miyun, what did Chazal mean when they created this type of institution. So we are a couple of lines up from the right before the Mishnah on Kuf Zayin Amid Beis. We just spoke about how many are needed for Miyun, and we ended up saying that even Beis Hillel agrees that one requires three judges for Miyun. The question is, what type of judges are needed, right? Are the Mumchin? Beis Shammai requires Mumchin, Beis Hillel does not. The Ramban himself here discusses, you know, why it is that Beis Shammai would require Mumchin, right, for this type of activity. It's a Durabanan requirement. There's a lot of Dinim Daraisa that don't require Mumchin. And now, Beis Shammai says that for this Din Durabanan, you require Mumchin. So the Ramban talks about why the importance and the confusion that could be that it can lead to if one doesn't take this seriously, just leaving a marriage without anything. That's the emphasis, the overcompensation, so to speak, to be able to have mumchin in that situation. Okay, so let us now go to the two dots. Beis Shammai omrim tima'ein v'chulu. So Beis Shammai says, if you remember the end of the Mishnah, the Beis Hillel says that she could do miyun a couple of times, no problem. Married miyun. And Beis Shammai says, no, that will make a Benos Yisrael look like Hefker. Ain't Benos Yisrael Hefker, but what has to happen? She's Mema'enes, and then what's the language of the Mishnah? Mamtenes ad Shektagdil. She waits until she becomes a Gedola. Vitimayin, and she does miyun. Vitinazi, and she gets married. And we already pointed out then, what's the double Lashon? She does miyun, and then she waits, and then she does miyun, and then she... Right, what's the double lashon of miyun? That's the Gemara's question now. Says the Gemara, v'hamiyun achada zimna, she already did miyun once. So what do you mean? When she's ready to be a gdola, then she does miyun again? So Amar Shmuel, two answers given. Number one, Amar Shmuel, ad shetagdil v'tomar rotze ani b'miyunim harishonim. Number one, Shmuel says, in a chinami, she has to have another expression that when she's about to be a gdola, she has to say, I stand in my miyun. I say it is I stay in the state of refusal for my previous husband, and I want it to be viewed as if it never occurred. That's the double miyun, a reiteration of the previous. Ula amar tartiktani. Ula says, no, the second miyun, really, it's split up into two. There should be a comma in the middle. It's referring to two different cases. Oh, she has two choices. Oh, she tema'ein vitagdil v'teyares. Either she could do miyun right away, and then wait till she becomes a gdola and then have erusin. If she wants to do miun and get married immediately, so then oachet tamayin v'tinase la'alter. Then she has to do nisuin right away. Because as Beis Shammai said, there's no miun after nisuin, only after erusin. So, says Beis Shammai, well, we don't allow you to do marriage miyun. So you want to get married again? That's fine, but then you have to make sure to go through nisuin, because then miyun won't be allowed. We discussed in the Mishnah, is that lachachil, is that b'dieved? But that's the pshat, ula's pshat of the Mishnah. It's really two different cases. Says the Gemara, bishlama ula haynidiktani achetagda v'tinase or achetagda v'timain v'tinase. I understand according to ula the second pshat why it has double lashon of miyun, because it's talking about two different cases of miyun. El l'shmuel achetagdil v'tomar miboyelei. According to Shmuel, it's not that she has to do miyun again, she just has to say that what she did previously works, and she's still in that state, and she still believes that, and that's what she wants. So kasha, okay, a little difficult. It's not a bomb kasha that, okay, it says she says instead of she's memayinus again, but that is the machlokas, Shmuel and Ula, how to understand the last line of the Mishnah. Okay, now we get to the Mishnah. Ezehi ktana shetzricha lemayin. So who is the ktana that requires miun? What is miun? What is the situation? As we said, we had first in the Mishnah rules and regulations. Now we get what exactly is it? Kol shehisi'uha ima va'acheha ledaita. If her mother or brothers marry her off ledaita with her consent. Remember, her father is no longer in the picture. Either he died or she is a yesoma b'chaye ha'av. There was nisuin, and then she is no longer married, so that her father is halachically out of the picture. So it's her mother or her brothers. They marry her with her consent. Ledaita. Hisia shalo ledaita. But if they marry her without her consent, so then she doesn't even need miyun, it's nothing. Nothing. You need her consent. Just like real kiddushin. That's what it's patterned after. Real kiddushin requires her consent. So it's not like gerushin, right? Gerushin does not require her consent midaraisa, but kiddushin does. And that's why a woman under the chuppah puts out her finger to say, "Arei mekudeshes li." The Tanna Kedushin says, "Put out your ring, your second finger," and then the chassan puts the ring on the kallah. She doesn't answer, but the fact that she allows the chassan to put the ring on, that's acquiescence. That's consent. So real kiddushin needs consent. So too here, the Rabbanan patterned miyun after kiddushin, patterned kiddushin miyun after kiddushin. And therefore, it has to be l'daita. 2 points. Number one, let's go backwards. First, the second line. What did it say? He sees shelo l'daita. If they did it against her consent, eina tzricha l'mayin. She does not have to do miyun. Ask the Rashba. Ask the Ritva. L'mayin afkamina. She doesn't have to. She doesn't have to do miyun. We're going to learn about Shem on today's daf that if a woman who is in a kiddushin miyun goes and then marries someone else, that functions as her miyun. Because she's basically saying, I am no longer interested in being married to the first husband, and I'm going to be married to this new guy. So that works. So what does the Mishnah mean? She doesn't have to do miyun. And therefore what? She could get married without miyun, but getting married is a miyun. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah that she doesn't have to do miyun? What's the nafkamina that would be relevant? Just say, even if she does do miyun, she doesn't do anything differently. So the Rashba and the Ritva both say, no, the difference is, what about in the interim time? And that is, before she would do miyun or marriage to someone else, is she considered married at that time regarding other halachos of marriage that the Rabbana might have instituted? As we're going to have on today's daf, Yerusha, Tuma, Mitziah, Afaras Adarim, all of those halachos. You're right, in terms of the act of miyun / kiddushin, it's the same thing, because anytime she would want to get married, she doesn't have to do anything new. She just do the marriage. But the nafkamina, ein tzricha l'mayin, means they're not considered married even for now. Even for halachas of nisuin, would not apply. Lomar she'im meisa ein yarsha ein matamila ein zakai b'mitziyasu b'afaras edareha. V'zeh pirish nachon, says the Rashba. I think that's the ripe shot of the Mishnah, that is the nafkamina. Number one. Number two, the second idea to mention is on the first line of the Mishnah. Anyone who her mother and brothers marry her off, l'daita, with her acquiescence, so that requires miyun. Could a woman get married herself? A woman. A 10-year-old? Could a 10-year-old do it herself? Is there a difference between her mother and brothers or herself? Or is it Mishnah Badafka? Koshis, her mother and brothers have to do it. What if she has no mother or brothers? So she's stuck? So that's the machlokas we've shown him. If you look in the Shilta Giborim, right in the back, on page Lamed Vav and Aleph in the Daf Arif, says the Shilta Giborim, quoting to Riaz, V'chei nira be'inai, shem niseis belo das ima va'acheha, o im ein la ach ve'eim, v'niseis belo das shar kroveha, eina tzricha l'mayin. It's nothing. The Rabbanan only instituted this type of rabbinic marriage, mother or brothers, other family members, but not herself. She'eina ela kimefute, upitui k'tana onesu, harehu kimishlo niseis me'olam. That is the lesson of the Riaz. In the Shilta Giborim, that it's nothing. It has to be mother and brothers. Take the Mishnah literally. If you look at the Rambam is not so convinced. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus says, is not meduyak, that it has to be from the mother or the brothers. If you look in Hilchos Ishus, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Zayin, he doesn't say specifically mother and the brothers. Even though she's not so smart. That's it, it works. Doesn't say dafka her brother and brothers. So machlokas rishonim. Say the achronim, the Arachlaner points this out, and others, that maybe this is the Rambam Lashitasa. We've quoted this Rambam earlier in this Masechta already, and then the Rambam has a unique view of Pitui Ketana Onesu. Something that Ezra will come back to in the first parak of Ksubis, and that is that totally nothing? If a man is Mizane, is Mefate, a Ketana, that's considered Ones on her part? Pitui Ketana Onesu, that's the language of the Gemara. So when the Rambam quotes that, right? So for sure that's good enough to be considered if it's the wife of a Kohen, so they don't have to get divorced. Pitui Ketana Onesu. It's considered Ones and not Ratzon. But, says the, in terms of being a, a, well, actually, let me take that back. For certain halachos that the Gemara has, she's considered an ones. We're not going to get to the details now. But the Rambam says that if she mamish was ratzon, she would be ne'eser asal bayla. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. In two places, just in case we didn't believe it in one place. The Rambam says in Hilchos Sota, I'll read it from this time. Perek Beis Halacha Daled. Ketana shehisiya avia. Ketana shehisiya avia. Meaning she's married midaraisa. Eishas ish. Right? Because the father married her off. Im zines birtsona. If she's mezane with her ratzon. Ne'esra abayla. Ne'esra abayla. Unbelievable. Leficha'ch bekaninla. That's why the regular laws of Sota, Kinui Vestira, could apply to a Ketana. Because this woman could become Neseras Abayla, so therefore the Rambam says he could be Bekana her and warn her, don't be Misyachid with this man. And the Ravid here and elsewhere says, I beg to differ, says the Ravid, V'amr B'yavamis Taflamid Gimel, Pitik Tana Onesu, V'od, Hasra L'Ketana Eina Hasra, She'ein L'das. Ela imzinsa vada asura labayla kohen, meaning what I took back from before. The lo matsasi hafresh bein ketana l'ketana l'inyan pitui. Lo mar ketana bas miyun ein la ratzon. V'yitin et atzar kamo anusa. Ela kulon shavos lispatos pekalos adas. Right, they're all easily gullible and seduced, and it's considered ones, but that's the Rambam. So one could say, why are we quoting this? Maybe it's the Rambam l'shitaso. Just like Pitik Tana Onesu is halachically significant, not totally called Ones. So to hear, if she does something herself, the Rambam has a more flexible definition of Tana in the world of Ishus. As he says here, it is recognized that she would require Miyun. Against that, the Riaz, who is the same author as the Ein Mishpat and the Ner Mitzvah, by the way, the Riaz in the Shulchan Giborim is the Rabbi Shua Boaz LeBeis Baruch, and that's the same author. Okay. Let's continue. That's the first line of the Mishnah. So, a ketana that has to do miyun is mother and brothers, and with her consent. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, kol tinokes she'ena yecholo lishmar kidusheha, ena tzricha lama'in. Any young girl who is not old enough to guard her kiddushin, when she's given something, she can't hold on to it. Right? She'll lose it. So, ena tzricha lama'in, she does not do miyun, it's too young. She's too young. You can fill in the blank. Maybe we'll do that soon, Be'ez Hashem, in terms of how old this is. Other opinions. Rabbi Elazar Omer. Says Rabbi Elazar, Ein Maisa Ketana Klum. What a Ketana does is nothing. Elakim Mefute. Right, like a Mefute. Rabbi Elazar says, it's, this Kiddushi Miyun, it's a very, very low level of marriage. We'll have to see what his Shita actually is in the Gemara. But Rabbi Eliezer, or Rabbi Lazar, right, Bach changes it to Rabbi Eliezer, because that's what it is in the Brisa in the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer says that this marriage is very tenuous. And you require miyun, because that's what Chazal say. But other than that, as we'll see, there's not much to the marriage. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, I'm sorry, we read that already. Bas Yisrael, this continuing Rabbi Elazar Shita. Bas Yisrael, a Kohen, Lotocha, B'Truma. If it's a Bas Yisrael to a Kohen, this would not be enough to allow her to eat Truma. Even we might add Truma Drabanan, which is the only thing that the other Shitas allow, because it's all Drabanan, but he wouldn't even allow that. Bas Kohen, Li Yisrael, Tocha, B'Truma. And a Bas Kohen to Yisrael would be able to still eat Truma, because they're not called married. That's Rabbi Elazar Shita. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, kol akava shehimina ish ki'ilu hi ishto. Any akava, any reason, any excuse that she gives to stay married that has to do with her husband, so she's still considered married, she's still considered his wife. V'chol she'akava she'ina mina ish ki'ilu eina ishto. And if it's not because of the husband, so that's called a miyun, and she is not married. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what that line means, but Hashem, a little bit later. Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda v'Amila b'Mastisa Tana. The Braisa tells us, Barishona ha'yukosvin get miyun. Originally, they used to write in a get miyun, lo re'ina bey, v'lo tzavina bey, v'les anaboy lis nasvele. Three different Lashonos. What's a get miyun? After Bezdin witnesses a miyun, they would give her a shtar, a document that says what happened, and so she can have it in order to get married, right? By a garrison, she has a get. But here, what does she have? So she'll have this, and the document says, I don't want him, and I don't desire him, and I don't want to be married to him. All three different Lashonos. Kiva dechazu denafish dibure. But once their people saw that there were a lot of words in this shtar, Amri asi lichlufe begita. There was a problem. They started mixing it up with a get. What does that mean, mixing it up with a get? We'll see in a second. But takinu achis, they made a takana. Just write it very short. Beyom ploni, miyana plonis pas ploni, ba'an pana. Period. On the certain day, so-and-so and the daughter of so-and-so was mema'enes in front of us. Period. What was the chash? What was happening? Asi lechlufi begita? So machlokas we shown him. Rashi and Tosis say that the sofrim started writing these lashonos in the get. That's the problem. Rashi. Sheikh tevenu sofer bur beget gerishin legarish ba'isha. You started writing that. And Tosfos also. Sheikh tevenu sofer bur beget. That is Rashi and Tosfos. That's what they started to do. Which is somewhat unusual to think that. The Aruch Laner here points out. We know from elsewhere that who writes gittin? Sofrim mumchen. You're not stam a person on the street. You have to have proper lishma and training to write a get. So to say that a sofer of a get started writing this lashon, says the Aruch Laner, that's somewhat unusual. He says, the Gemara says in the beginning of Gittin, Stam Safri Dadaini Migmar Gemiri. Right, they're learned. V'yafilu l'Rebbe Meir lo chayshinan sheyitu tahavi miyuta de miyuta. Even Rebbe Meir, who is usually choshesh l'miyut, still he doesn't choshesh here for sofrim that aren't experts. So v'yim came lama neichosh acha sheyitu sofer bor beget. So Aruch Laner says that reason doesn't really sit so well with him. So maybe that's why the other Rishonim come up with another reason. The Ritva. And others say, no, the problem is that they started thinking, not that they used to write this in a get, but when they saw a woman that has such a document, they would think, oh, she's divorced. And because she's divorced, they would have thought that the marriage was a marriage. And if the marriage was a marriage, so the Isser Krovim still are intact. And therefore, if somebody would try to marry one of the Isser Krovim, there are Arayos, they would say, oh, it's not a marriage, because there's an Isser, right, Achros Grushaso, whatever it is, and they wouldn't require the second marriage to have any type of Gittin, and that would be a problem because it really was Miyud. So the issue is the Chashashos in the future of what's going to happen, that they would think, because there's a lot of words in this document, they would think that it was a get, not that they would actually write this in the get. The Ritva's Lashon is Shesvur Ipshu Get Gamur, V'yei Kiddushin Tofsin La'achin Ba, V'lo Kiddushin Tofsin Ba'achosa. Right, that would lead to other types of problems. Okay, we continue. Says the by the Lamaisa, the Tosfos says here, just read the second line of Tosfos. Tosfos says, Umashma Bikan, and Mashma from here, because we want a very short language in the Gittin, Mashma Bikan, Lishabesh, Masha Kasiv, Bitikune Get Miyun, Lo Reina Bevachulu, Ela Kasvina Leket the Mashma Hacha. Tosfos says, in a lot of our Get Miyuns, what do we have? How common it was in the days of Tosfos, right? In Maseches Kiddushin, Tosfos at the beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddushin says they used to do Kiddushe Ketana. The Daraisa Kiddushe Ketana is because Tosfos writes there that we don't know what tomorrow will bring. Right? Bali Tosfos lived in the times of the Crusades, and we have no idea. And if we could make sure that our daughters are taken care of and someone's going to support them, so we try to do that as quickly as we can. So, sounds like from Tosfos, they also did miyun in those days, right? Kiddushe miyun, right? It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch also. So Tosfos says, you know, but a lot of the documents that we use, you know, have all of these Oshonos. La'reina be, la'resina. So you should be mevatel that, says Tosfos. If you look in the later Rishonim, the Meiri, he says, no, this is what the Gaonim told us to do. This is the Lashon that we do. And even though the Gemara says to be short, so we add in extra lines in this document to make sure that it doesn't get confused with a get. Says the Meiri. Mikom makom benusach ha-ga'onim hu kasuv kabari shona. It's written as the Gemara rejects here. Ela shemisadrin ha-sa'inyin umodiyin oso ad she'ein litos bo begeta alma. Right, they make certain provisions that it's the people don't get confused. Then he quotes the whole Lashon. Benusach ha-roi lin yizeh kachu. This is the Lashon. This is the Lashon. The Rambam also quotes it. It's about a couple of lines. Bifaneinu anu edim chasume mata. We are the edim. Miana plonisa bas ploni bekanusa biploni bar ploni. So and so to so and so was ma'enes. Vekach amr lanu. And she said to us, de'u she'imi va'achi hituni. They tricked me. They didn't trick me. At the time I thought it was good. But now I can look back and say, hituni. V'hisiyuni bekanusi. Leploni bar ploni. V'yachshav ani megala daiti bifnechem. She'ini rotzebo. I'm not interested in him. V'ini chafetz aladurimo. V'yefshi bo klal. I've had enough. For anu edim, and we are the edim achash and isbaralonu karaui shadayin hiktana. Once we have ascertained that she is still a ktana, kibalnu devareha bataras edus barbirer. We've accepted her testimony as clear and true. Umechuvan. Umashahaya befanenu biomploni, bechodish ploni, bishaplonis, kasabnu, fachasamnu, vasanenu, biat plonisa, haniskeres, lios biadal, arayab, lizchus. And we've given this document over to her. The imlonis, and that's it. That's the lashon. Basically everything in this parak summed up in five lines. Right? And then she said, if vimlonis is elaniskacha, so then instead of saying, hisiuni, you say kitshuni. And then he quotes a couple of other details. But that's the extended lashon that the Miri says. That's what we use. And we just explicate that it's not gerishim, but it's miyun. Good. Tana Rabbanan, on the third line. Ezel miyun. So what is miyun? What does she have to do? Amra, she says, efshi beploni bali. Efshi bekidushin shekidshuni imi vaachi. I can't take it, she says. Yes, sir, okay. Even more than that. Rabbi Yehuda, afilo yoshevas ba'apirion. Even if she's sitting at the wedding, she's at the wedding. The apirion is a fancy wedding canopy. Right, apirion. There's a pasuk in Shirashim. Apirion shasal Shlomo. Right, the Rav Shlomo Gansfried's Sefer on Chumash. Right, the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is called the apirion based on that pasuk of apirion shasal Shlomo. The pasuk in Shirashira. So even if she's sitting ba'apirion, the holeches be base of via lebeis baila, and she's going to her husband's house, the Amr Yefshi Beploni Bali Zeo Mian. That's still called Mian, even if she just expresses it. Yes, or okay, even more. Amr Yehuda, Afilu Ayu Orchin Mesupin Beveis Baila. Even if there are guests in her husband's house, Vehi Omedezu Mashkalayan, and she's there and acting as a waitress and giving them to drink, the Amr Lam. I shouldn't say a waitress, acting like a Baalas Abayas. Right, so we're giving them drinks. The Yamar Lahem, Yefshi Beploni Bali, and as she's pouring, she says, "I can't stand my husband." Harezu Miyun. That also is Miyun. Yes, so I can't even more than that. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu Shigra Baila Itzel Chenvani. Even if she's doing something for the husband, she's going to the store for the husband. Lahavi Lo Chavis Mishalo, to bring him something of his. The Yamar Yefshi Beploni Bali, Ein Lecha Miyun Gadol Mizeh. Once she says those words, that is it. Ask the Aruch Haner, what's the Yeser Al-Kain, and Yeser Al-Kain, and Yeser Al-Kain? Each one, why is each one a bigger chiddush than the previous one? So he goes through each one. He says, first, the Yeser, first is that she just expresses it. That's the halacha. Then the question is, even at the wedding, right, he says, Rashi does not say what I say, but he says, at the wedding, where you might say, where she is, tells us that she is not doing Miyun. No, afal pikin, we say it is okay. Lo bevad de lo mazik lamiyan mashenishra sheval tase b'she yashva bapiryon v'lo halcha. And then not only that, but even if she does a maisa positively, not just sheval tase, she happens to be sitting at the apiryon. But even if she's actively doing something like pouring drinks to the guests right in front of her husband, which is acting like a married woman. Right, and that's also a chiddush. And then finally, even if she's doing something purely l'shem the husband, purely acting on his behalf, that's definitely machzekes hanisuin. Kamash v'lon, in all these cases, her miyan is called a miyan. So each yeser al-kain is adding something new. Period. Rabbi Chanina ben Tigris Omer, two dots. Kol tinokes v'chulu. Any tinokes that cannot hold on to her kiddushin, right? She's too little, so that's not kiddushin miyan. Rabbi Yudam Shmuel halacha. Rabbi Chanina ben Tigris. We paskin like Rabbi Chanina ben Tigris. If she is not old enough, there is a stira that is asked by the Rishonim here, but it's only a stira according to their gersa. According to our gersa, it's not a stira. The Gemara in Gittin has different ages for different women for different activities, what they're allowed to be involved in. In Samachem at Aleph, Rava says, Gimel Midos Bekatan. There are three levels of a child. Lowest level, Tsror Vizarko Egos Venotlu. If you give a child a candy and a rock, will they know not to eat the rock? So a little baby is not going to know the difference. They'll just put the rock in their mouth just as much as the candy in their mouth. So a child that age has no halachic da significance at all, nothing. Can be involved in anything. But once they reach the level of tsror v'zarko egos v'notlo, they throw away the rock and keep the nut, keep the candy. I'm just relating. Nobody killed children that aren't into nuts today. So candy, zocheh la'atzma vein zocheh la'acherim. They can be zocheh to things on their own behalf. Maybe das acharis machne, or at least drabanan. So that's that stage. Ukenegdon, and that's the same age as ketana miskadeshes lemiyun. That's our girsa. That's the lowest level for kedusha miyun. So that's fine, because what is Rabbi Chaim Antigone to say here? As long as she can hold on to her kedushin, so that's the age. Right, the Rashba has a different gear, so the Rashba has that line in the next. Ha-pu'utos is about 6 and 7 years old. Mechon, mechach, memkar, midrabban, and they're allowed to do transactions. Bimitaltalin, ukenegdan, biktana, miskareshes, bikidushe avia. And that age, 6, 7 years old, she could accept gerushin, bikidushe avia, even from a kidushin daraisa, because she's old enough to be able to have das to accept Gerishin. So the Rashba also has that line with Mian on that stage. That's why he has a stira. If we all have him and Tigan, it seems like a younger age. So therefore, that's a little problem. Then he quotes Yigil Onas Anadarim, which is the year before Bat Mitzvah, and Bar Mitzvah, Nedvim Neder, Hekdesh and Hekdesh, and Kenegdon in Katana, Kedu Chalitza, Vechulu. But that is the stira that is asked by the Rashba, and they try to work out an answer. Could she, in the case of the mother and the brothers, but again, is she accepting? She's miskadesha slamir. It could be the brothers, father, mother, and brothers are accepting it. Miskadesha just means she become an ashes ish. But she has to be of an age. She can be shomer kidusheha. That's an age. That's not dafka that she has to hold on to it. Okay. Vaiter tana, aktana shalomiana, vamda venises, aktana, that did not do mia, but that she went and married somebody else. That's it. As we mentioned earlier, if she goes and marries somebody else, that is the greatest mian, because she knows that she can't be married to two men at the same time. What if she just has kiddushin with another man? So is that good enough? Is that miyun? Tashma, kitana shalom miyana, the amda v'niskatsha, mishim Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira amru, kiddushah, hein miyun now? Yep, kiddush is also good enough. Iboy luhu, pligi rabbanan alei Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira olo. Do the rabbanan argue on that or not? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira said both of these. Kiddushin or nisuin are considered miyun. Do the rabbanan argue on that? Imtibs alomar pligi, and even if they do argue, be kiddushin or afilu ben nisuin. If they do argue, do they only argue that kiddushin is a miyun, or even nisuin? They say is not a miyun. And if you want to say they argue even to say that nisuin is not a miyun, halacha kamoso, ain halacha kamoso. Who do we paskin like? Halacha kamoso. And if we say the halacha is like him, binisuin or afilu b'kiddushin, right? So we don't know if the rabbanan argue on him at all, and if they do, who do we paskin like? All the questions in a word. So Tashma. So we try to prove it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. So Shmuel says the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Halacha, Michlal de Pligi. Halacha. That means that somebody argues. Michlal de Pligi. So question one is there is some type of machlokas here. But Viakati Tibaylacha, we still don't know. Even Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, how far does he go? Tahavet Nesiva Meikara Odilma Mikdasha. When he says all of these are considered mi'un, is that even if she was fully married with Nisuin to the first husband? Or is it only with Kiddushin? Where if she only is Mukudashis to the first husband, then these lower level mi'uns could work to undo it. But maybe if she has Nisuin to the first husband, it wouldn't be strong enough. So the Gemara says, Tashma, the Kalsi da Avdon Imro, the daughter-in-law of Avdon, did Miyun. Well, we know this already. Remember, we have this back on top, Kuf Heyam Abeis. Right, Avdon was the one, the student of Rebbe, that embarrassed the other Rav, and his punishment was, right, remember the bottom of Kuf Heyam Abeis. What was his punishment? Two of his sons were drowned, and two of his daughters-in-law did Miyun. So this is one of them right here. Right, the part of the punishment we discussed then, what exactly was the Mida Keneged Mida? So the Kalsi Da'avdan Imrod, Shada Rebbe Zuge Durabanan, Lemiv de Kenu, Rebbe sent a pair of rabbis to check if it was a real Miyun, to check if she was a Ketana, to check if all the details were okay. Amri Luhu, and as they were coming to this, to them, maybe it was both, right? Amri, because Amri Luhu, Nashi, Chazu, Gevraichu, de Ka'asu. So when they were coming in the distance, they were told that these were their husbands walking towards them, not the rabbi sent from Rebbe. They were told, here, go to your husbands. Chazik avrei tukasu. Amri lahu nevi gavreichu ditzchu. Yeah, they can be married to you. We're not interested. That was what they said. So, Amma Rebbe in lechamiyun gadol mizeh. Oh, that's a miyun. That's enough, what they said. You know, you can marry them. That's enough. So, my lav, that's the story. So, my lav dahave nesiva. Isn't this talking about a case where they were married? Right, the daughters-in-law of Avdon were married. So, lo, dahave mikdusha kiddushay. It could be that they only had kiddushas. So there's no raya for what Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said. V'halacha, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, filu b'nisu antakama. But either way, even if there's a raya from the story, that's what we paskin. Even if there was nisuin, we paskin that kiddushin or nisuin can be an uprooting of the previous marriage. The Arachas Ar Sameach in Gerishin here has an important comment in Perek Yud Aleph. He says, Nira li lafarish begemara. Let me explain this. I don't have rayas to this, but Nira li lafarish. Da hakidushin eino miyun rak mipnei shehu misnaged lekidushe onisue ploni. We paskin like Yehuda Mabaseira, even kiddushin is a miyun. But that's only because this kiddushin cannot coexist with the previous kiddushin. So therefore, if a woman does kiddushin, she knows she can't be married to two men. So therefore, kiddushin doesn't work. So it must be she's being ma'enes in the first marriage. Tekiva di knuya l'rishon, eftia knuya l'sheni, vita high lav dahai, vita high lav dahai, v'hu misnagi l'kiddushin shekiddusha mikodem. But let's say, you know, we pass in like Beis Hillel, right, that she could even do miyun with a yavam. So what happens in the case of Yavam, and then she goes and marries somebody else? Says the Arsameach, a Chiddush Gadol. Says, then Kiddushin wouldn't be considered a Miyun. Why? Because Kiddushin are Tovsim by a Yavam Alashuk. So it's not a total contradiction between the new marriage and the old marriage. If she's doing it Labal, then it's a contradiction. They can't coexist, so this must be a Miyun. But if she's doing it to the Yavam, right? Beishamai says you can't do it, but according to Beis Hillel, you can do it even to the Yavam. So then he says it wouldn't be called a miyun for the Yavam. It's only called a miyun for the husband. Aval b'shamei sabal v'uzakuka liyavam, az kaimol anta kiddusha tovsin b'yavama, v'yim kein ein ze maisa ha-menageid, l'kiddusha b'ayla ha-meis, ein ze nechsha v'miyun, de ein ze hora'a l'vat el kiddusha b'ayla ha-meis, kiven the tovsin kiddusha b'yavama. Beautiful. He's giving us the key to the lamdus. Why is it that kiddushin can function as a miyun? Why is it? Because this state cannot coexist with the previous state. And she has the rights built in, the Rabbanan built in, that she could do that. But if you could find a case of miyun where it can coexist, like Yavama l'shuk kiddushin or tofsin, so therefore it wouldn't be called a miyun. Amazing svara. Okay, but now, right now, we get to the meat. Maybe the most meaty few lines of what exactly is the marriage of miyun. Right here, Machlokes Tanoim. So Rabbi Elazar Omer V'chul. Remember Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah said, a Maisek Tana, that's nothing. Nothing. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Chazrani akol tzadei chachamim, v'lo matzasi adam shehishra midosav biktana, k'Rabbi Eliezer. I looked in the sugya and I never found someone whose shita is so consistent like Rabbi Eliezer's shita. His shita is smooth. Sha'asa Rabbi Eliezer kimatayela simo b'chatzer v'omedes mecheiko. Because you know Rabbi Eliezer considers this marriage nothing. It's like she's with him in the chatzer and then she's with him and then she leaves. Meaning it's totally not a marriage. It's just like a man and a woman. Vitoveles, and then she could go to the mikveh after she was with him because of the tumah, of she was with her husband. Vocheles v'chumah la'arav, and she could eat chumah that night. Right, that's it. It's like not a strong marriage. Let's do this machlokes, and then we'll come back to that line. Tanya, and here's the actual brisa that expands. Two different opinions. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ein Maisak Tana Klum. Right, the Maisim of Akhtana are nothing if her father did not accept marriage kiddushin for her. Right, he doesn't argue on the Dinda Raisa. The Ein Bala, and in a kiddushi miyun, the husband is not Zoche. Lo, the Ein Bala Zakai, lo bit mitziyasov, lo bit matziyadev, lo bafar zadareha, vena yorsha, vena matami law. None of the halachas of marriage apply in kiddushi miyun. Klo shal davar, enok ishal achal davar, ela shetricha miyun. That's it. They're not married, but the Rabbana just created a framework that they're together, so she's not no heges kehefker, But they need miyun. But none of the halachas of marriage apply. That's Rabbi Eliezer. So that's the consistent shita. She's a ketana. It's meaningless. But she requires miyun. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, the opposite. Baila zakai. Another rabbanon enacted a marriage. The bala is zakai. Bimitziyasa. Ubamasi adal. Bafarza the rabbi Yarsha mitamila. Read everything. Rashi says, based on Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. Klolo shal davar. Hareyu ki ishto lachol davar. Ela she yotze bimiyun. No, it's a real full-fledged marriage on a Durabana level. But the rabbi said, you don't need a get. Right? Miyun is enough. Omar Rebbe, Nirin Divri, Rebbe Eliezer, mi Divri, Rebbe Yeshua. I think Rebbe Eliezer is more correct. Rebbe Eliezer, Hishra Midosa Biktana, Rebbe Yeshua Chileg. Rebbe Eliezer was more consistent and not Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Yeshua was Machalik. He made a distinction. Right? What's the distinction? My Chileg, I Ishto Hu Tibai Get. What's the distinction? Because Rabbi Yeshua says, oh, it's a wife. So it's a wife, he should have required a get. That's why he's not consistent. Says the Gemara back, so what about Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar nami, ilav ishtohi, miyanami lotibai. If it's nothing, she shouldn't even need miyun. So the Gemara said, no, elabechti tefuk. What, she's going to just leave without doing anything? Then what did the Rabbanan enact then? So you have to say the Rabbanan did something. So they enacted that, you know, you require miyun. But Rebbe finds that Rebbe Eliezer is more, doesn't say we mean pasuk like Rebbe Eliezer, but he's fine that Misvara, his shita, is more consistent. Okay, so that's the lundus of what it is Kiddushin miyun anything? Is it a marriage at all? So Rebbe Yeshua says yes, Rebbe Eliezer really says no. It's just a framework where she won't act like Hefker, but it doesn't have any halachos of marriage. The one difficulty that's discussed here is the line right before this machlokas, right? What did Rebbe Eliezer say? What could she do? She could have beer with her husband and then get up and then go to the mikveh and then eat truma that night. Eat truma that night? That's what Rashi says here. Rashi mibrei tashmish, right? She's becomes tummy from the being together and the shechvazera. But we know from Masechet Shabbos that plate the shechvazera is for 3 days, so she could go to the mikveh that night. A woman is with her husband. Husband and wife are together. When can that woman eat truma? She can eat it that day? After she goes to the mikvah? Right? Or she has to wait 3 days. Pleita shechvazera, we know from Masechet Shabbos, is for 3 24-hour periods. So is she allowed? So the Rashba says, oh, maybe. So I'm at a case where, you know, she didn't move, or the Gemara in Nida talks about maybe it's a case where she cleaned herself very well afterwards, somehow prevents. But the pashtus is that it's 3 days. You got to work something out. Yeah. Explain how it is that the Gemara says that night. This, as we know, the play of the Shechvazer Halacha is the Makar in Hilchas Nida in Kuf Tzadivav for the halachas of waiting 4 days, 5 days before starting Shiva Nekiyim. 5 days, the extra day of the Trumas Hadeshim, and it's based on this idea, play the Shech Mazera for 3 days. Okay, but that's what the Rishonim discuss here, based on this Gemara, how to fit this into what we know. Okay, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Vechulu, last section, last day in the Mishnah. What did he say? If there's any ikuv from the man, then that's considered married. Kilu hi ishto, and if not, not. So what does that mean? Hechi dami akavashi mena ish viakavashi ena mena ish. What does the Mishnah mean? So Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the following. There are two opinions. Number one, Shmuel says, Tavu alina say, this woman who was in this marriage. So other people come and want to marry her. The Amra, and she says, Machmas ploni bali, no, I love my husband. I'm not interested. So zuhi akavashi mena ish. So then, they're still married, they're considered married, wonderful. Machmas bnei adam shinimu ganim li, but if she says, no, I'm not interested in you guys. If you find me somebody else, I'll be interested. So if she says that, Zui Yaakova Sheina Menesh, that itself is called a miyun. If when other people try to marry her and she says, well, find me the right guy, so that is called a miyun, that's an Akava Sheina Menesh. She's not being misakev in the marriage because of her husband. That is shot number one. Abaya Bar Avin, Reb Chanina Bar Avin, these two brothers, the Amri Travayo, they said, Nasan Lo Get. If he gives her a get, zuhi akava shimena ish. That's an akava that from the man that now she's in a state because of something her husband did, and therefore what does it mean? She's his wife for all the halachas of the former wife. Because that marriage ended in a get. Miyanabo, but miyun, Zuhi Yakova Sheina Meneish. That's her. That's her doing. V'hu mutar b'krovoseh, v'hi mutar b'krovoseh, v'lo paslam in a kahuna. Right, that's the chiluk. The last line here depends. If the kiddushei miyun ended in miyun or in gerushin, that would have a nafkamina in terms of whether she has the isurim of krovos garush or not. So Gemara says, but 1 minute. If that's the pshat of the last line of the Mishnah, haktani l'kamon. That's exactly what the next Mishnah says. Ha-mima'enes be'ish, if a woman is mima'enes, hu mutar b'krovoseh v'imutaris b'krova, v'lo paslam in a kahuna. Nasan la'get, hu asa b'krovoseh v'yasur b'krova, v'lo paslam in a kahuna. That's the next Mishnah. We're going to read it in a minute. Bez Hashem. So the Gemara answers, Sprushi k'mafaris, you're right. That last line is explained by this next line in Mishnah. It's all one continuation. So that is why, according to that pshat of Abaya and Rabbi Chanina Bar Avin, the Mishnah should be read as one big hamshach. Okay, so now let's get to that Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hamima Enes. Just 30 seconds. There is one of the, if you look back in the Machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, Hafaras Nedarim was on that list. So a husband can be mefir nedarim of a wife, even if they're only in a rabbinic marriage. That's one, let's say according to Rabbi Yeshua, that's one of the nafkaminas, that the Baal can be mefir nidre ishto. The Gemara need to ask, that's interesting, but the marriage could dissolve itself in a few days. But he still has the power to do that. So the Gemara has 2 days. They are nida daf mem vav. Either if it's a rabbinic marriage, so that is why it's enough. The Baal can be mefer, right, by a neder derabanan. He talks about exactly what the certain nedarim. The neder itself is derabanan because he's a ketana. So because the neder itself is derabanan and the marriage is derabanan, and that's why the husband has the rights. That's day number one. Day number two is the general. We had it already. Kol anoderas al das baile hino deres. Right. It's an umdana that every wife has her husband in mind when she makes a neder. So therefore, al das baile, and that's why he could be made for it. Asks a Rabbi Kiva Eger a fascinating question. Ksubis kuf aleph. What happens if she then does miyun after the Baal was mefer? So now what? So now we backwards, it retroactively looked like they were never married. So now is her neder chal? Is her neder, now she made a neder, she doesn't lose that, we don't change the past of that, but her husband was never, she was never married to the husband, and therefore he was never allowed to be made for it. So is her neder choser v'neir? Nistapakti. He has that suffix, nistapakti. The Aruch Laner over here quotes that Rabbi Kiva Eger. And he says maybe it's totally on those different reasons. Kol anoderas al das baile, and it's mamish like a tnai, and therefore that she made the tnai with him in mind, and therefore it shouldn't be chozer v'neir. But if you say, well, it's totally they're married midrabanan, no, they're not married midrabanan. So it could be totally on those days in Ida, or it could be totally. And add this to the list. We have 3 or 4 nafkaminas in this parak. How you look at lamafreya, mikadal haba lamafreya. Did it not exist even in its time? But that's a beautiful question of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Ksubis kuf aleph amid aleph. That is the suffix. He doesn't answer the question. He just has that suffix. But it's great to think about, right? Whether the neder comes back because the hafara didn't take place because they weren't married retroactively. Okay. Now the next Mishnah. Hamima'enes ba'ish. So if a woman does miyun, hu mutar b'krovoseh, v'imutaris b'krovov. So we say there was never a marriage, and they can marry each other's relatives. V'lo paslam min hakahuna. She can marry a kohen. Nosan la get. If he gives her a get, hu asur b'krovoseh, v'yasur b'krovov, v'lo paslam min hakahuna. If the marriage ends in gerushin, so then she is considered a grusha. Nosan la get. But what happens if this happens? Nosan la get v'achzira. He gave her a get, but then he was machzer grushaso. And she's still a ketana. Mi'ana, and then she does miyun. Mi'ana bo, and then v'nisis la'acher. Then she marries somebody else. V'nis armelo and iskarsha. And then, this is Rabbi Silo, right? She could get married a couple of times. Muteris la'achzerlo. She could go back to the first husband. Why? Because you go by the last state. The last time she left this husband was out of miyun. So this is not called the machzer grushaso mishenises. But the opposite, mi'ana bo ve'achzira nasan la'get. V'nisis la'acher. She's been ma'enes, then remarried. Then he gives her a get, v'nisis la'acher, v'nis amalon eskarsha, asur la'achzer lo. Then she's not allowed to go back to him. Why? Ze'aklal. Get acher miyun asur la'achzer lo, miyun acher again muteris la'achzer lo. Depends on the last mechanism that was used to determine whether she is a grusha or not. And what about, that was all one person. Now what about other people involved? Ha'me ma'enes ba'ish. Then she marries somebody else and has gershon from him. So she keeps getting married, four different husbands, and not that this is recommended, but this is what happened, and half of them she does miyun, and half of them she does gershon. Could she go back to them? Zaklal. Kol sheyotze menu beget, asura lachzer lo. B'miyun, mutaris lachzer lo. Depends what you had last from this specific husband. Good. Amazing sheets of the Rambam Paskins. Let's say she does gershon, miyun from different husbands. So the Mishnah said she could go back to the miyun ones and not to the gershon ones. The Rambam Paskins, she can marry a Kohen. She can marry a Kohen, even though she had gershon from previous husbands. The Rambam says that she's a lather Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Yudzayin Yudches. He says, Achas Grusha min Eres and Omerani Suin. Abol Mima'enes, if the last thing she did was miyun, Muteres Lekohen. Even though she can't marry some of the previous husbands because she ended some of those with gershon. But the rest of the Rambam says, and the Tur quotes this also. The Tur quotes this in Evan Ezer and Simon Vav. He quotes the Rambam. And then he quotes an additional. He says, Vim acher shagir shavach zero miyanabo muteres lakoin of shamiyin mevatel aget. V'nir ali, tehua dinami. Im acher shagirsha niseis la'acher umianabo. He quotes it like the Rambam. Muteres lakoin. He just fleshes it out. V'yaf agav dekayim alon miyun dechavri lo mevatel gita didei. Hani mi'in li'in yishlo tachzer lo. Aval le'inyin latir lakoin ein chilek. Bein miyun dechavri lo miyun didei. The last one determines. And the Beis Yosef here says, I don't like that chilek. If it's gershon for this halacha, gershon for that halacha, there's at least, the Yamshel Shlomo here says, there's at least reach haget. Right, we've discussed that concept in the past. There's at least something. Something there. We discussed even getting psulim, create reach haget. So at least this should be strong enough to create reach haget that you cannot marry a Kohen. Again, this also might be a nafkamin in terms of lamafreya, mikanalahaba lamafreya. How much do we look at it once the miyun takes place? Does that change the whole past or not? Good. Alma vaiter in the Gemara, asi miyun mevatel get. What do you see? Let's say from the first case of the Mishnah, right? Same person. Get miyun. Miyun is mevatel the previous get, and therefore she's allowed to go back to that husband. Veramini, but we learned in the next part of the Mishnah, Hamemeenes ba'ish v'niseis la'acher v'girsha la'acher umienabo la'acher v'girsha ze'ak la'kosh yaseyemen b'get asur la'acher lo b'miyun muteres la'acher lo. Alma, what do you see from that next line? Lo asi miyun techavrei ubatel gita didei. You see a later miyun does not mevatel an earlier gerushin. So how could the first line of the Mishnah say it does? So two answers. Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel tavra, break it. Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. Okay, maybe it's two different shitos. Machlokes. Even though no names are mentioned. But Amar Rava, but Rava says what we would have suggested. Umay Kushi, what's the difference? What's the kasha? Vidilma, miyun di day, mevatel get di day. Miyun dechavre, lo mevatel gita di day. A person's own, if you have one relationship, a man divorces and then he takes her back and then does miyun, so his own miyun could uproot his own get. But someone else's miyun doesn't uproot his get. So there's a difference between the two. So says the Gemara, why should that be though? So okay, that's a good distinction. But why should that be? Umayshna miyun dechavre lo mevatel gita didei. Why do we say that someone else's miyun doesn't, let's say Shimon's miyun, meaning the miyun that the woman did to Shimon, doesn't affect the get that Reuven gave to the woman? Why not? Meaning, and therefore she cannot no longer go back to Reuven. Why? Because this woman had originally been married to Reuven. So you know what we're choshesh? That Reuven really wants to marry her again. So he's going to try to convince her while she's married to Shimon to do miyun, so that he'll be able to take her back. So because of that, because they were married, so she knows his winkings, his hints. Also, the mashabish umaisila. He's going to try to persuade her and then cause the dilution of the later marriage. That's why we're going to say, you know what? Even that means it's not going to help you. So it's going to prevent him from trying to do this. So miyun di, and the Ritva's lashon here is very sharp. And the Ritva says, we consider it, even if she ends up doing miyun, we consider it as, from the first husband's point of view, as if she was divorced from the second husband. Not as if miyun took place, to try to prevent that. So Gemara says, miyun di de nami, even his own miyun, nami lo levato gita. right the day. With the ID demakeres brimizosa vikrisosav azomashabishumaisila. Even from her own garishin, and then he tried to get her to do miyun. So Gemara says, Hakfar Shabasha Velo Shabsha. No. If he already divorced his wife once, so you see, obviously the woman probably didn't want to get divorced, or the husband didn't want to get divorced, so they couldn't make up then. So you see they're not really on the same wavelength. So once a garishin takes place, we don't have to be worried that these hints are going to take place. So we explain the difference between miyun didei, mevato geti day, and miyun dechavri does not mevato geti day. So where it says, Eli kasha, dechavri kasha. So fine, you want a question? I'll ask you this question. From the Mishnah itself, within miyun dechavri. Miyana, the next line of the Mishnah, which is on the bottom of the previous Amud. Miyana bovech zira, nasan look at vinises la'acher, vinis almana onis garsha. What's the case? Miyun, get, and then married someone else, this almanas garsha, asur lachzerlo. So we know he can't take her back because this was after this, he's considered a grusha. Time mudlin is amlon is garsha. The reason that he can't take her back is because she had gerishin or almana from the second one. Ha miyana, but if she had done miyun, muteras lachserlo. And what would that be, tell us? Alma asimiyan dechavri mevato kita didei. Right, so that line at the bottom of the previous Amud would tell us that it would work, viramini, but the next line up top over here says, no. Hamenes be'ish v'nizis la'acher v'girsha la'acher mi'ena bo ze'ach lo. Kol she'azi mena be'get asura la'achser lo, be'min muteres la'achser lo. Ama lo asi mi'en d'chari mevata gita didei. So which is it? Will somebody, even from the mission itself, will somebody else's mi'en be mevatel the, somebody else's mi'en mevatel the get? So Amr Abelazar, two answers again, or one answer now, Tavra. Misha Zanazu, Lashanazu, I'm sorry, two answers. Right, two different deus. Misha Zanazu, Lashanazu, two different deus in the Mishnah. Ula Amar, no. Ula says, Bi'ikaron, Miyun Ismavatel Get. Even the Chavre. That's his Bi'ikaron. Why, in one line of the Mishnah, does it not sound that way? Do we not allow it? Kagon Sheshlosha Begitin, Demechzi Kigdola. If she's gotten three gets in her life, we're not going to allow her. She's too, there there's Re'ech HaGet. There it's too much that we're not going to allow the woman to be able to be considered a Mima'enes. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Montana, but Hashem will continue here in the 13th Perek tomorrow.